Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Unreliable Studio podcast number 2. Today we're going to talk about Destiny. My name is Josh.
And I'm Pedro.
So, Pedro, what have you heard about this new Bungie project, Destiny?
You know, Destiny is supposed to be Bungie's next mobile iOS game that they should be releasing pretty soon, and people think it's a big deal. I'm not quite sure why. I think that's a wrap.
Mobile iOS game. That would be a very big letdown. I don't think I could live with myself knowing that they'd work on an iOS-only game.
Well, everybody else is doing mobile. Why wouldn't Bungie?
Yeah, I mean, it's got some mobile features to it and stuff, but, I mean, I'm just glad it's not an iOS-only mobile game.
Yeah, alright, for reals. It's Bungie's next big game. Bungie's, of course, the creators of Halo. That little game, that little mobile iOS game that came out for the Xbox 360 and Xbox. But, it's apparently their next big game that they're going to be doing for the next 10 years working with Activision. And it's supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah, and this 10-year contract, I mean, it looks pretty intense. I mean, they've got game set up every other year, and then downloadable content expansions, which is similar to a PC model with stuff like World of Warcraft every other year. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if Activision wants to do it like the Call of Duty Elite style, where it's like, okay, here's Destiny 1.0, and then 6 months down the road, you can be like, or a year down the road, they could say, oh, for another $60, you get Destiny 1.5, and then the next year, you get the Destiny 2.0 disc.
That's the way it sounds like they're going to do it, because they kind of have a plan set up to where every 2 years they release a physical game, and then every year between that is some sort of downloadable content.
Which is insane. But I guess it makes sense. I mean, the whole, it's always online and it's a persistent world.
Yeah.
I guess that would work in its favor if it's kind of like that, where you're constantly getting new stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think that sort of downloadable content will definitely add to the game itself. And as long as I don't have to pay a monthly fee to play it, then I'm fine.
Yeah, no monthly fee. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, let's get to the backstory of the game. Futuristic world, kind of post-apocalyptic, in that human civilization expanded across the solar system, met some kind of resistance, and they basically got wiped down to one city on Earth. So you go from charting the planets and making civilizations on the different planets and the golden age of mankind, quote-unquote, and all of a sudden you're basically almost extinct.
Yeah, they get everybody down to one little city. And you play as one of the guardians of the city.
Yeah.
And each player has their own guardian. It's not like the Halo series where you play as one specific person, not like the Master Chief. You are who you make your character. You're not anybody else. And everybody in the game is going to look different as well.
Yeah, and I guess you can bring up more MMO comparisons in that regard, in that everybody has their own character, their own identity. And then by playing the game, they're molding that character with different gears, and I'm sure they're going to have some leveling up system where you get different abilities, or one would assume that they have this.
But I mean, they did show 3 different character classes already. They have the Titan, which looks more like a soldier. They have the Warlock, and they also have the Hunter, which is more of a ranged character. So I'm guessing each of those characters is going to have a different sort of progression system.
I would almost compare this progression system kind of like Borderlands.
Yeah.
In that you have different classes. Each class has a specified role and you're unlocking more abilities. I could definitely see them going with a Borderlands style with that, and also maybe a Borderlands style looting mechanics as well, or a World of Warcraft style looting mechanic, where you're constantly getting better gear and you're constantly, again, morphing your character, shaping your character.
Yeah, and they did show or talk about some of the dungeon style raids that people will be able to go on, and it's something more the multiplayer aspect as far as grouping up with other people and doing something co-op, and certain gear will drop for certain classes, and that'll benefit anybody that's playing through that raid. And as far as a progression goes, they also said that they don't want to keep a bunch of stats for people just to all be the same, basically, just because that's the best way to make your class. They want everybody to make their character their own and not be stuck with whatever the game it deems the best qualities.
And that's good. That's incredibly liberating, because that was the thing with World of Warcraft and Diablo, is that certain gears affected certain stats a certain way, and you had to input your points and certain stats so that people just got to the point where everybody were making the same specialized class. You weren't customizing your character anymore. You were just leveling up and following these walkthroughs of getting the most specialized, the most useful, quote-unquote, class. Your character would be the most useful of that class.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. That's not fun. That's not enjoyable. It's just grinding.
Yeah, because even then, when you're playing with other people, everybody's got... people of the same class are going to have the same style of progression with their characters, because everybody knows what works best, and they don't really give you any kind of freedom.
Yeah, so hopefully Bungie will avoid all these issues and make it so that if I want to be the Titan, the quote-unquote soldier class, and I want to run around with a pistol, that it's fun, that I can enjoy myself doing it.
Yeah, if anybody can do it, I'm sure Bungie will pull it off.
Yeah, they tend to make some good iOS games.
Well, speaking of the iOS, they also have a lot of social aspects of the game, too, as far as having your phone, and you can see what's going on in this persistent world, even when you're not playing. I'm guessing this is... this is going to make me want to play the game even more when I'm at work and I'm just looking at my phone, seeing what's going on in the world. Just being able to see that it's going on without me, and I think it's just going to pull me in even more.
Yeah, I would pull some comparisons to Waypoint, except that you have more controls over the content you see, and I'm sure you'll have the ability of interacting with your friends through that application on your phone. It's, maybe on the phone it says, oh, there's an event going on, Saturn. And then you can message up your buddies and be like, alright guys, this is going down on Saturn, 8 o'clock, let's all meet online and get in the game and do this event, this instance or raid or whatever they're going to call it. But it definitely has potential to keep everybody engulfed in the game even when they're not playing the game.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'd be cool if they had some sort of in-game chat that you could use as well.
That would be pretty awesome.
The WoW Mobile Armory app for the iPhone, you can talk to your guildmates on your phone while everybody's in the game, just like normal guild chat, so I think something like that would be pretty cool.
Most definitely.
And they've talked when you see other people in the world, if you're not partied up with them, there's going to be some sort of emotes that you can do, like in any normal MMO with a slash dance or a slash lay, whatever. All your different abilities that aren't, just emoticons, Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to have some sort of text system as well that would implement a keyboard, or if they're just going to focus on like button presses that show emotes. I'm sure you can party up with anybody on Xbox Live or PlayStation and just talk, but I don't know how the interaction with other characters is going to go if you're not going to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, it's you have to have that communication open some way, you know, in some way or another, if it's through Xbox Live chat or PlayStation chat or just a wave or a finger point, go over there, or a stop, you know. You have to be able to communicate with people. And it's nice, you don't have to worry about the random 13-year-old just shouting out swear words left and right, so
it's another yeah word. I mean, we get plenty of that on some other games, so
exactly.
And then I mean, that's one of the things that they're working towards too, is making the game more accessible. And they say, I mean, if you're impatient or not very good at games or not really a gamer at all, it's still going to be a game that anybody can kind of pick up and experience. It's not just going to be nailed down to, oh, you play first-person shooters, then you should probably play this game. It's more of a social experience with anybody else that's playing online.
Definitely. I mean, that's supposed to be one of their pillars of the game. It's that easy interface so that anybody can jump in, play it, understand what's going on, enjoy it. Another pillar is that the game's going to be fun. It's going to be there's going to be tons of fun stuff to do. It's a giant, or Bungie has us believe it's going to be a giant world. So
multiple open-ended worlds.
World, yeah, multiple open-ended worlds. You would think there would be a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's not going to be limited to just fishing and crafting, but you know, maybe some other entertaining things. Maybe
yeah.
Some. They have concept art with what appears to be these speeder bikes, or I forget what names they gave to them, but. Basically, it looks like a futuristic motorcycle, so it'd be cool if there's some racing in the game, some diversion besides just the shooting and the killing.
Yeah.
You know, something to have fun with.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the vehicles go, I mean, from what I've heard and seen, I mean, there's your normal land cruisers or whatever that you'll use to get around the bigger areas, and then you also have a ship that you can used to fly to different planets, and using credits or money that you earn during the multiplayer, you can use that to buy and upgrade your ship, which will be like your mobile home base. So
if I'm upgrading, customizing my ship, I want to have some ship on ship battles.
That would be awesome. And I mean, if we got something like the Halo Reach style flying out of this game, then that would definitely be a welcome surprise.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fun, but I think they should definitely go deeper in combat, because, I mean, with the space section in Reach, it was, I'd say it was entertaining, it was a nice break, but it was definitely a little basic in that you only had the light machine gun and the missiles and some basic dodge rolls. I mean, it was nice, it was fun, but I can definitely, if you're customizing your vehicle,
yeah.
I would expect more depth, different variations of weapons.
Like, have different classes of ships as well, like,
yeah.
You know, have a fast speeder ship, but less weapons, or super heavy tank ship that can just destroy anything, but it's not really moving super fast.
Yeah, and it'd be awesome if you can, again, just group up with your buddies and have epic ship battles. Just 10 on 10, 5 on 5. You know, it doesn't have to be 1 on 1.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting for sure. So, as far as the story goes, one of I'd assume it's a character. That's the way I've kind of seen it described, is the Traveler. So that Traveler is just a huge orb that sits over the last remaining city of Earth.
Yeah, the whole reason that humans didn't go extinct as they were being repressed by whatever that was annihilating them was because of the Traveler, this white orb that saved them one way or another, just saved civilization and just parked itself on right on top of Earth, and humans built that last city right underneath it. And I don't know how it's going to work out, but apparently the Traveler has given the Guardians, the characters that we're going to be playing as, a unique power. So I guess there's going to be some kind of elements of magic or some, just something to mix it up.
Yeah. The way I kind of see it is, like, the Traveler's got powers, and as you progress through the main campaign story, the Traveler will grant you different powers, I guess just based on your class. I don't know if they're going to throw the choices into that, like, as far as not being the same for everybody, but, I mean, it seems pretty interesting.
I mean, it would be another way to mix it up, kind of like how Borderlands did, where the Hunter class, you know, they could have an action skill button, and that button could, with the Traveler's power, you can cloak, or you can do some other ability, make a double of yourself, who knows. And then the Warlock could be, I guess, more power-focused, where they could do some area effect magic abilities, maybe like a fireball or something.
Yeah. And I wonder if they'll break it into classes like traditional MMOs where you have a tank, a healer, and DPS.
Yeah, I think, I mean,
I can't see doing raids any other way, and not many people have tried getting away from that, because it's just worked so well. So I don't know how they would do that, but
I can see them going away from the healer class, because I mean, I see a lot more games having kind of like a hybrid, or like Guild Wars 2, where all the classes could heal and all the classes could revive. Some classes did it better than others, but you didn't have a specified a healer class.
Yeah. Is there still a tank in that game?
In Guild Wars 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. My understanding there is.
So you still have somebody that's taking most of the damage and everybody else is just kind of burning down the enemies while they're healing everybody else?
Honestly, I didn't play that game for too long.
Okay, sweet. All right, that's our insight on Guild Wars 2.
Yeah. Keep that on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, what is something else that you'd like to see? I mean, for me, I just can't wait to get into a new world that Bungie's created. I mean, they've done some great stuff. And, I mean, they're always innovating in this field. So, I mean, I just can't wait to get into this new world. So, what are you looking forward to in this new game?
I mean, we haven't seen much. Anything, this reveal left us with more questions than answers, because we haven't seen any gunplay. The few gameplay sections we have seen has just been a guy holding a gun running around. So I am looking forward to the gunplay. I want to see some action. I want to see some different weapons. I'm hoping instead just the standard assault rifle, pistol, heavy machine gun, rocket launcher. I want to see some creative weapons, kind of like Insomniac's games, you know, the Ratchet and Clank's and their new Fuse game that's coming out. Let's get some different weapons. If I'm going to be working for all these different gears, I want different weapons to do different things. I also want to be, I think it would be cool if I could customize these weapons. But then again, I guess that you can't have everything, right? You can't have a million weapons and then have a million different customizations for each weapon. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Borderlands does it well with their weapon options. I mean, there's tons of stuff that you can choose from, and everything that drops is new and different. And, I mean, some of them are very weird. But I think they could definitely do something like that, and just each character has their own specific weapon type, but they can use other weapons as well. They're just better with some, so I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Bungie can ignite some flavor into that whole style, that whole looting system.
Yeah.
But honestly, I want to see this game for the next generation systems. Supposedly, it's not going to be coming out.
That's not going to happen, buddy. Sorry. PS3 and Xbox 360.
Announced.
Yeah.
Those systems are announced.
They announced that the game's not going to release until after the next gen consoles have been revealed. And even then, it's going to only come out for the 360 and the PS3. I think Destiny 2 or whatever is going to be next generation, but for now, we're stuck on PS3 and 360.
I just find that so hard to believe.
I know. And as long as the new consoles have backwards compatibility, I think we'll be fine. But if I'm going to have to choose between playing Destiny and getting the next Xbox, I am going to have a tough decision for sure. I mean, I'd probably play Destiny.
Honestly, I don't think they would want you to have that decision. I think they would give you the choice. I think that if Microsoft and Sony don't make their systems backwards compatible, they'll release a Destiny for the next generation systems. Even if it's just a high-res port.
Yeah.
I don't think they can afford not making this game for the next generation systems.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Activision did announce today that they are not expecting to release this game in 2013. So unfortunately, we have well over a year, I guess, before we even see this thing for what it really is. And hopefully at E3 we get some more information about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. E3. But yeah, I want to see... I also want different equipment, different items to use. You know, make it about other stuff, not just about the gunplay. You know, in Halo 3, they added the different... What was it? Arsenals? Or I guess maybe it was equipment.
It was just equipment, yeah.
Yeah. Where you can pick up that bubble shield, or you can pick up the... It's been a while. What else do they have?
They have the little electric ball that tears away your shields.
Yeah.
They have the radar jammer. They had... I think the invisibility was a pickup in the campaign. I mean, it was something like that. I don't know if they would have to release, or if they would do like a inventory system, some sort of backpack or locker or something that you would carry around that would give you space to carry all this different stuff. Because I mean, certain situations are going to require different equipment, and I mean, I'm sure you're going to want to keep one of everything on hand just in case if something like that does happen.
Yeah, they're going to have to make it interesting, that's for sure. I don't want this just to be a Halo game with an open world. It can't be that. It has to be more than that.
I think it's going to be much more than that, for sure.
I would definitely hope so.
It sounds like a more open version of Mass Effect, if that's even possible, with multiplayer all the time.
And that would be awesome. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed the Mass Effect franchise.
Yeah. I mean, everybody... I mean, it's going to be cool. Like, instead of just having the Normandy, everybody's going to have their own ship, and it's going to be their own experience.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome. I mean, having your buddies just to say, hey, let's go to Mars, and let's explore the dungeons in Mars, and see what kind of... Excuse me, what kind of crazy loot we can find there.
Yeah. And... I think it's going to... I mean, the ship customization, I mean, I'm super excited about that just because I think that's going to add a whole other level to the game. It's not just going to be everybody's generic ships in one little hangar. It's going to be, I want to take my ship because it looks better or it does this or does that that yours doesn't. So it's going to be something that'll keep everybody kind of competing even through the single player campaign.
You know, now that you brought up Mass Effect, I think something else I would want to see is the ability, it's a persistent shared open world. I think that the events that happen in this world should affect the storyline. So say, for example, some crazy event, aliens are attacking Saturn, and there has to be a million whatever aliens destroyed or a million victories at that event in order for Saturn to stay in control of the humans. If enough people do not participate in this event, then we lose Saturn, you know? Just if they're going to talk about it being a shared persistent world, they have to prove it. There has to be risks and there has to be rewards.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting. Like having a global map on the menu or something that shows alien control and human control, just so you can see where the hot zones are and where we need to kind of take back.
And I think the way they could work out guilds could be incredibly interesting as well, because, man, imagine, you know, it would be kind of like a scenario where, kind of like Zombieland, where, you know, it's humanity's last struggle, so there are going to be some people that just don't give a damn. They're going to go rogue, they're going to go mercenary. So imagine different guilds rising up, and imagine being able to join these different guilds and maybe have some kind of like PvP element in that regards.
That'd be awesome if they have a guild system. Honestly, I would love to have guild housing if that was implemented, though.
Well, I think,
and just a place for everybody to get together.
Yeah, definitely, that would be cool. We want move support on this game?
No.
Better with Kinect?
No. No move support, no better with Kinect, nothing like that. That's gonna be... That would not make the game better with Kinect.
Yeah, no. I can't imagine. Yeah, so that was our little miniature podcast. I guess we were going at about half hour, just talking about Destiny. Be on the lookout for our second, third podcast, our second miniature podcast, where we're going to be talking about the PlayStation 4, or the PlayStation Orbit, or what is it? Orbis?
Orbis.
Yeah, as it's rumored to be called. That should be put out relatively soon after the Destiny podcast. But yeah, I'm Pedro, and that was Josh, and thanks for tuning in with the Unreliable Studios, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Peace!